Lieutenant Governor Lucy Baxley with us. I got to ask you about this. You know, the president, he has his number two guy is the guy he picks as the vice president. Here in the state, it's a little different. Both of you run separately, and you are the second person in line. I think I'm right. I'm not doing Alexander Haig's thinking here. You're second, but you're not Riley's gal. No, you're not. How do you interact with him?
I have been a little disappointed. The lieutenant governor is the second-ranking state officer, and if God forbid, if something happened to the governor, the lieutenant governor would instantly be governor. So I think I expected to be kept a little better informed and included on planning about the state's money. He never includes me in any of those meetings, and I think I've had two or three meetings with him, and he doesn't have to. He has, you know, the governor comes into office, and it's not like the governor needs a lieutenant governor to be his assistant. The people are well aware of the fact that the governor names many, many high-paid cabinet appointees to help carry out the duties. But the governor in, I have 8 years as state treasurer. I know the state finances better than someone who came on the scene that had only served in Congress. I have years in the attorney general's office. I know about the legal process. But I frankly would have thought that the lieutenant governor would be kept a little more informed. When the governor has meetings about his legislation, he meets with Lowell Barron or the Speaker of the House. And sure, I preside over the Senate, and I don't have a vote except in the event of a tie. But the lieutenant governor has been elected by all of the people. And by the way, I was elected by a larger number of votes than he was. So I received 22,000 votes more than he did. So if I had been him, I would have seen it as this is a person that the people of this state expected to be an integral part of the planning in the state's business. And it has not been that way at all. And when I am governor, if the lieutenant governor happens to be of the opposite party, that will not keep me from going all out to see that lieutenant governor is kept informed of all we're trying to do for the state of Alabama. Because, you know, I could get hit by a Mack truck, and that person would have it in their hands in a minute.
Well, I'm wondering, how often do you and the governor see each other? Now, you're right there in the same proximity, I guess.
I'm across the street from him, and the only time I have seen him in person was at the joint session, which is a ceremonial session that's prescribed by law. And that's the only time I have seen him in person in probably 6 months.
My gosh.
Yeah.
I'm surprised by that.
That's it.
That's unbelievable.
And you don't just go walking over. I mean, you know, the governor kind of summons who he wants to see. So, you know, I'm available. He knows I'm available. If he feels that in his planning and running the state business he doesn't need my input, he certainly has the right to see it that way.
One more question. This may be the toughest of all.
Mm-hmm.
Who has the better hair, you or Bob Riley?
Well, he has wonderful hair. And just to put it in a lighter vein, that's one of the things about running for public office and being a woman. Women out there that's in your listening audience are going to know what I'm talking about. If you happen to be born with fine hair, you've got to fix that hair every day of your life. So I would say he's probably got better hair than I do, and I'm sure I spend more time working on mine.
That's what I was wondering. He has to at least put 30 minutes into it a day. He's got to. Don't you think? He's got to. I mean, that stuff's just finally quaffed. He just got that nice part.
Some people get blessed with good hair. You know, as I was growing up as a girl, I used to think, why couldn't I have had better hair, and why couldn't I have been born a delicate little blonde so people would look after me? But that has not been my lot in life, and I deal with trying to. I do take pride in the fact that I represent the people. I owe it to them to be groomed and look the best I can, because I'm out there saying to them, let me represent you. But I think that's one way that men have it a little easier than women.
Well, we like the way you look. You got good hair. He's got the wave. You know, that's just, I think that's going for him. Thank you, Lucy.
Okay.
We appreciate it, and we hope to talk to you soon, okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much. Lucy Baxley with us today here on the Wake Up Call. How about that? Good conversation. She's seen the governor once in 6 months. That's how often they communicate. Excluded from the meetings, she's seen him once in the last 6 months, and they're right across the street from each other. Well, that's interesting. I did not know that.